Hello, everyone. It's really great to be here. We pray for you a lot at Causeway. I often pray for you on a Monday morning, so it's great to see you and to actually put a face to who I'm praying for. We're going to read from God's Word, and we're going to turn to Ephesians. So if you turn your Bibles to Ephesians 1, and we're going to read from Ephesians 1, verse 3 to 14. We've been doing a series in Ephesians 1 for about 5 weeks. I'm going to try and do it in one day. So we'll see how we get on. So Ephesians 1 from verse 3. Do you have church Bibles? Do you want a number on that, Patrick, or are you?
1173.
So 1173, Ephesians 1 from verse 3. Let me read. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. For he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. In love, he predestined us for adoption to sonship through Jesus Christ, in accordance with his pleasure and will, to the praise of his glorious grace, which he has freely given us in the one he loves. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, in accordance with the riches of God's grace that he lavished on us. With all wisdom and understanding, he made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in Christ, to be put into effect when the times reach their fulfillment, to bring unity to all things in heaven and on earth under Christ. In him we were also chosen, having been predestined according to the plan of him who works out everything in conformity to the purpose of his will, in order that we, who were the first to put our hope in Christ, might be for the praise of his glory. And you also were included in Christ when you heard the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation. When you believed, you were marked in him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit, who is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession, to the praise of his glory. Let me pray. We'll have a look at that. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you that you speak to us. We thank you that we get to hear of these amazing blessings that you give us in Christ. We ask that this morning, by your Spirit, you would help us to come in praise to you. Amen. I want you to start this morning by thinking about someone you know who has come to you and they are so excited about something. They've come up to you and they're so excited about it, they just want to tell you about it. They've come and they're saying, and this happened, and then that happened, and then this happened, and then that happened, because they're just so excited, it's like bursting out of them. Okay, I want you to think of somebody doing that. Now, when I thought of someone, I've got a friend called Gareth. He's a friend from Sheffield, he's a great friend, and he absolutely loves the Marvel films. And you know the Marvel films, when it got to the end and it was the, what was it called, the end game, the end of that whole storyline, it had been like several films, and he saw it, he must have seen it about 6 or 7 times, okay? And he was so excited when he first watched it, he came up to me afterwards, he came around my house, and he just told me everything that happened. He must have spoken to me for about 20 minutes without taking breath. He was like, and then Iron Man did this, and then Thanos did this, and then there were gems, and then there was all this, and I had no idea what he was talking about. And then that happened, and that happened, and that, I just couldn't stop. He wanted to tell me. He was bursting out with excitement about all of these things that happened in Marvel. So it might be something like that. For me, I'm afraid this hasn't happened yet. But I'm a Tottenham fan. And on the day, one day, when we win a trophy... I will come back to Silver Street and I will tell you about everything that happened. I'll say this happened and then this happened. We scored and we won. And I saw somebody hold up a trophy and I'll be 87. So you get all this excitement. And when you're really excited, you just want to tell somebody. And you almost can't stop, can you? You're like, and this and this and this and this and this and this. Now, I wonder, when I was reading this out, when Paul wrote this to this church in Ephesus, I wonder how you think Paul is speaking. Now, you might be tempted to go, well, there's some big words and big ideas there. You might be tempted to think he's got this massive brain and he's sitting there with one of those, like, you know, when people finish university, have that funny hat, a scholar's hat. He's sitting there and he's going, ah, we have adoption. We have redemption. Well, actually, how he's writing this is he is saying this like my friend Gareth. He is running through these blessings and he's saying, and this blessing, 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 and he can't stop. Part of the reason we know this is you'll notice in ours, there's all these full stops and commas. In the original language, there are no full stops. There's no punctuation. This is one long sentence. 11 verses of one sentence. Well, if we've got our kids here, you imagine writing this many words and giving it to your teacher and there's no full stops. What would your teacher do? She'd like cross it out and be like, you need to do that again. There's no full stops. But the reason he does this is for us to understand how exciting it is. You imagine reading it with no full stops. You go, and this, and this, and this, and this. It's like breathless. He's so excited about what God has done that he wants to communicate. This is amazing. See, he can't stop. He's so excited. And I want this morning for us to have just a sense. I'd love for us at the end of this meeting to just be able to go, wow. Look what God's done for us. Wow. Because that's what Paul's doing. It's all about praise. Do you see, what is he so excited about? I'm just going to look really at verse 3. So if you've got your Bibles, really look at verse 3. Verse 3 is what we're looking at, and then I'll fill in some of the rest, but we're really looking at verse 3. Verse 3 is like the headline. We're in Ephesians 1, if you just... So verse 3 says, praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. What's he excited about? He says, praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. What's he excited about? He's excited about God. What's he spilling out praise? He's praising God. He says, praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 6, he says, give the praise to his glorious grace. Verse 12, that we might be for the praise of his glory. The end, it ends with praise to the praise of his glory. Verse 14, he's full of praise. He's excited about God. He wants to praise him. If you're a Christian, I hope you have had just some taste of that. Maybe when you first became a Christian, you had that moment of going, wow, God's amazing. And you started to have and he did that for me. And that, and that, and that. And you're sort of bursting out with that enthusiasm. Now, I hope we've had that. Bear in mind, we'll look different. Some of us will look like we're dancing around, bouncing. My dad's a Christian. Do you want to see what he looks like excited? I'll show you. Ready? That is him at his most excited. He could be like, whoa, praise. Yeah, no, I mean, it might be like, praise God, amazing. And he's like, But we're different, aren't we? But he's still, his heart, he's like buzzing, he's excited. We're going to look different. And some days, we're going to be dry and we're going to find it hard to have that praise. But I hope as we look at this passage, I hope we'll have a sense of going, yeah. I hope that maybe this afternoon you look back at this passage and you go, wow, look at what God's done. Amazing. Because he's excited about God. but he's also excited that that God has blessed us. Verse 3 again, praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us. He's blessed us. And I think you get more excited when somebody of a higher position is kind to you, don't you? A few months back, President Biden arrived in Ireland. Do you remember that? He turned up in Ireland and he came and he knocked on people's doors and he went into their house. You imagine that, the president comes into your house. He has a cup of tea in your house. And what do you think is going to happen? They're going to then be telling all their friends forever. The president came to my house. He had two sugars. you'd be telling that story forever because he's got this high position. He's important. Then think, God has blessed us. Let me rephrase it. God has blessed you. God who has all power. God who created everything. God who is everywhere all at once, blessed you. And we're small, aren't we? Think of me, impossible. We don't even know where it is. Zoom out on Google Maps. You can't see me. I'm tiny. There's nothing special about me. I'm this tiny little man in Potter's Bar. The God of the universe saw me and said, I'm going to bless you. That's true of you here in Edmonton. If you're in Christ, he saw you and said, I'm going to bless you. It's amazing. No wonder he is excited. No wonder he's going, wow. And what's he excited about? He blesses us, but how does he bless us? Well, carry on in verse 3. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. He praises God. Why? Because he's blessed us. How has he blessed us? In the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. In the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing. Notice he doesn't say he blessed us in the worldly realms. He blessed us here and now with physical things. He's saying deliberately it is heavenly and it is spiritual, the blessings we have. That means if we're blessed by God, we shouldn't expect that he'll give us a nice shiny new car or a fancy house or we'll win the lottery. These are spiritual blessings we get. And in fact, I think that's better. I think if we were just given worldly things, if I was just blessed by God by a car, only a car, I think I'd find that disappointing. I don't think that would be enough. There's Tyson Fury. You know Tyson Fury? He's a big guy. He's a boxer. He still is, the heavyweight champion of the world. When he first took that title years ago, he beat Klitschko. You imagine that. He has then more money than you could possibly ever imagine. He's the heavyweight champion of the world. He can't be scared of anyone. He's the heavyweight champion of the world. I saw this interview. This is the first time he won it. He went back to his hotel room this night after he'd won it. It's on top of the world, surely, right? He has everything he could imagine. Do you know the thing he said it kept running through his mind? Is this it? Is this it? He'd worked his whole life to be heavyweight champion. His whole life to earn all that money, and he says, is that it? God gives us more than stuff. God gives us spiritual blessings, every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realms. And I think that is what we're all really looking for. More than success, more than position, more than money. We're looking for these things. Let me try and run through some of them really, really quickly. Like I said, we did this in 5 weeks. I'm trying to squeeze it in, okay? let me just see some of them. In verse 4, he says, he chose us before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. Because of Jesus, we'll see that in a minute, because of Jesus, God can now look at us and see us as holy and pure and blameless in his sight because of what Jesus has done. We can be pure. Do we ever feel dirty or unclean or like we don't want people to get close, I want to hide? God has now made us holy and pure that he can see us. Maybe you get worried that some friends or people might get too close and they'll really find out what I'm like. I don't want to be known fully because then maybe they'll turn away from me. God knows us fully and has washed us clean so we can be close. That's an amazing thing. We are known and we are loved. We are made clean. Verse 5, we are adopted. We are adopted to sonship through Jesus Christ. I don't know what your dad was like, but what I do know is we are adopted by the Father, the Father all fathers are meant to be like. That means we're loved by him. We're welcomed by him. God calls us sons and daughters, children. Isn't that a blessing? What an amazing blessing. Aren't we, so many people are searching for that, aren't they? Going, where's the person who's going to look after me, care for me? We have God who is our Father. We have redemption. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. Redemption talks about how we are trapped, enslaved. We're trapped and we're set free. We're given redemption. We have freedom in Christ. Don't we feel trapped by our habits, by our sin, by our desires? We can't escape them. Well, Jesus is saying, I will give you redemption. A taste of it now and the future will be completely free. We're given forgiveness. Don't some of us know? Don't you know some of this? I think of places where in my past I go, I might drive past a place. And I go, that's the place I was really horrible to someone. It's just, you know you did it. You know it's there. You feel like the weight of sin is still there. I did something I shouldn't have done. One of the blessings we are given is we're forgiven. That burden is taken away. The weight is lifted. And, I mean, here's an amazing one. I'm trying to squeeze these in. Here's an amazing one. He made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his pleasure. He purposed in Christ to be put into effect when times reach their fulfillment, to bring unity to all things in heaven and on earth under Christ. What he's saying is he has got a plan for history. The very end of history, everything is going to be united under Jesus. It's going to be harmony. It's going to be the way it's meant to be. And he has told us what's going to happen. We know the end. You know the end of the story. If you've ever read a book or watched a film and you know what happens at the end, in the tension, in the up and down halfway through, if you don't know the end, you're going, oh no, panic, ah! But if you know the end, it's different. My boys are watching Star Wars with me. They know the end because they've watched it on YouTube. I couldn't believe it. I tried to stop them. But they saw the end, and they got the end, and now, in the tension of the up and downs, it's not quite as tense because you go, well, I know at the end it's actually all okay. You know the end. We know the end. We know the end. That means in the ups and downs of our life, I know what's going to happen at the end. I know. He's revealed it to me. Do you see how these spiritual blessings, they're much better, aren't they? I'd rather have that than a car. I'd rather have that than anything else. These are the things that everyone is looking for. We have it. We have it. And how do we have it? We have it in Christ. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. In Christ. You cannot get these spiritual blessings anywhere else. You can't get it by trying hard and being good. You can't get it by any other world, your religion. You cannot get it any other way. Only in Christ. He is the way you get all of these spiritual blessings. And why? Because he, as Patrick said earlier, because he is the one that is willing to die, to take away all of our mess and badness and sin. He wipes it away in his death. And in his resurrection, we are then given all of these spiritual blessings which we taste now and will see gloriously in heaven. If we get some of these now, how much better is it going to be in heaven? And let me just, I just want to end by looking at verse 7, the end of verse 7. The forgiveness of sins in accordance with the riches of God's grace which he lavished on us. The riches of God's grace which he lavished on us. First, notice it's grace. We can't earn this. Grace means an undeserved gift. You get given a present, you don't deserve it. It's grace. God gives us this gift. We don't deserve it. It's a gift. Second, notice it's riches, the riches of his grace. You might think, is his grace enough for me? You don't know, Spencer, what I've done. You don't know the things in my past. You don't know the thoughts in my head. Is God's grace really enough for everything I've done? This says, what? How much grace does he have? He has the riches of grace. I was thinking about what image comes into my mind. Do you remember that cartoon? I can't remember what it's called, but where this man has this pile of money and he's swimming in it. DuckTales. He's jumping in this money. He's, you know, he's swimming around in it. There's so much money. He never needs to think about it. God has more grace than that. The riches of God's grace. He has more than that. He can swim about in his grace. He has more than enough grace for any sin if we come to him and seek forgiveness. And even better, the riches of God's grace that he lavished on us. It's a free gift. He has more than enough grace. And you know what? He wants to give it to us. You can't lavish something reluctantly, can you? I can't give Patrick. I can't lavish something on Patrick and go, actually, I don't really want to give it to him. I'm pouring it out. I want to give it to Patrick. I'm giving everything to Patrick. I don't know what I'm giving you, Patrick, but loads. I'm giving him loads and loads. Look at what it says. God lavished this grace upon us. What does that say about what God is like? He wants to give you his grace. He wants to pour it out on you. As Christians, we know that happened when we said, Lord, you are my king. Please forgive me. And we know we have given grace and we have all of these blessings now. In the beginning, we'll have them all the more. If you're not yet a Christian, Lord, this morning say, God, I don't understand all of this, but I know I need forgiveness. I know I can't do it myself. Just pray to him, say, Lord, please forgive me. I trust that Jesus died for me. He was raised to life for me. Now, I can't communicate these things very well. All these things are way better than everything I've said. But I hope we have some sense of, wow. Some sense of that. That's amazing. I hope that we can read, praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. And we can go, yeah. Yes. Well, and if not, let me pray for us now. Father, we know that for us to say, wow, for us to get this at all, we need your Spirit at work. We ask that you would speak to us through your word and we would know that in Christ we are blessed and we want to give you praise for that. That we would give you all the praise, we would give Jesus all the praise for everything he has done for us. Lord, warm our hearts that we might be able to look at this passage and go, wow, what you've done for us. Amen.